It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 145 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
Yeah, and today, Julian, we spoke to three IBMers about something new, right?
Yeah, we talked about the IBM Connect conference, which is going on pretty much at the same time as Lotusphere. I think it's a day or two shorter, but it is same time and same place otherwise as Lotusphere. And Connect is more of a kind of an executive sort of conference. I mean, talking about some of the same things. You know, I think they're going to talk about, you know, social business and things like that. And certainly you'll hear more about that on the podcast. But it's actually geared less towards techies and more towards, you know, really your business people. And so, yeah, this is the first year they're doing it. And, you know, the people we talked to, Susan Collins and Dan and Michelle, you know, they are very excited about putting the show together and getting people there.
All right. Let's have a listen to Susan, Michelle, and Dan talking about IBM Connect 2012. Well, on the line today, we have three people from IBM. The first person is Susan Collins. Susan, welcome to Taking Notes.
Hello, Bruce. Welcome is much appreciated. I'm really happy to be here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And I'd like for you to tell the listeners what you do for IBM.
Sure. And I'm only laughing because I do, it seems like a lot in my day. But if I could summarize, basically, I'm a marketing manager at Worldwide with IBM, more specifically around IBM Collaboration Solutions and social business. And I do a lot working with marketing teams and sales teams worldwide, helping with pipeline and marketing execution. And I really do have a passion, though, for social software and how it helps IBMers in the day-to-day activities they do in terms of helping them be more productive. So I'm starting to work more intimately in that realm, helping others being able to do their jobs better, and also externally spreading the news about how we can help with social software. So I just wanted to add that in.
Also on the line, we have Dan Howenstein. Dan, welcome to Taking Notes.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. It's great to be joining. I'm in the same sort of area as Susan. I lead a team at IBM looking after social business marketing strategy. So we think about things like the high-level messages in the market, the solutions we're bringing to market, how we're approaching different industries, our competitive positioning, all those sorts of things. So excited to be here and talking to you and the listeners.
All right, and finally we have Michelle Tuttle. Michelle, welcome to Taking Notes.
Thank you, Bruce. It's a pleasure to be here. And I report to Dan. I am a member of the global marketing team for social business, and I have the distinct pleasure of working with our clients to develop case studies. And I also have the opportunity to work with our analysts and IBM subject matter experts to develop demos and white papers and all kinds of material around social business to help deliver our messages.
Well, we're here today to talk about IBM Connect 2012, which seems like a new conference. Am I correct, Susan?
Yeah, it's definitely a new conference, and it will be taking place 2 days in tandem with Lotusphere, and it will be taking place on the Monday and the Tuesday all day, so on January the 16th and January the 17th.
So, you know, we've heard rumors about, you know, Connect and possibly what some of the content is going to include, but could you let everyone know, you know, really what is Connect and how it's different than Lotusphere?
I'd be happy to. And I hope that you have heard about Connect and some of the details involved. It's a new show, brand spanking new, and it is really tailored for LOB audiences, so C-level audiences, senior executives, business leaders, an IT audience as well, who have you know, mind's eye on solving the issues at play that keep LOB leaders up at night, struggling to, you know, improve efficiencies within their organization. It's a unique opportunity for folks to get together to have meaningful dialogue around the value of social business. So what it means, how it helps customers and clients and business partners be more productive, stand ahead of the competition, and really solve some of the key business challenges that are taking place in the business realm today. So it's going to be pretty unique in terms of getting people together to have conversations about social business and learning best practices and strategies, you know, aligning to this key topic.
Okay, and you mentioned that this is really kind of a C-level executive sort of conference as opposed to, you know, maybe for developers or admins or something like that. So, you know, in terms of pitching the conference to someone like that, you know, you talked about social business. You know, certainly that's going to be kind of a big thing. But, you know, what are the opportunities for the business leaders maybe to kind of get together? I mean, besides just learning things from the conference, you know, is this kind of a networking event for them as well?
Well, there's certainly networking opportunities at play. That I think is pervasive in all shows, and you would hope going to the shows you'd want to connect with like-minded people to have conversations and gain knowledge and experience. So I think, you know, getting back to the difference between Lotusphere and Connect. Lotusphere is is such a great show. It's there to continue to provide more of an IT discussion, whereas Connect is really geared to have those more LOB conversations. So an attendee for Connect can attend these sessions that are very LOB-centric, but they can also mix and mingle with their Lotusphere colleagues at certain intersection points in their day. They'll be joining the OGS session on Monday and Tuesday. They will be welcome to attend the Lotusphere party, the welcome party. They're welcome on the Solution Showcase floor so that they can mix and mingle with peers and colleagues, analysts, and, you know, all the great people that attend Lotusphere to share what's going on with Connect, have conversations that they want to have. There's definitely, you know, great opportunities to connect with who's going to Lotusphere as well.
Okay. So anyone else? Dan, did we miss anything in the why the heck should we go to this sort of thing kind of question?
Well, I think, you know, Susan referred to this, but these are the types of people that we're getting to Connect are business leaders who are taking action. And that's really exciting, you know, because we can pick the brains of people who are there doing this. What is their approach? What are they expecting to get out of a transformation to social business from a perspective of how it impacts their lines of business? So looking at where they've made progress, what pitfalls have they run into that we can avoid? And it's more relevant than ever before to this audience. Social business is really about taking the shifts in technology that have taken place and applying it to the business. And we've moved beyond the experimentation phase into really seeing some incredible results from these organizations. So I think if you're someone who's been thinking about this technology, thinking about the opportunities here, and you want to step up and be able to lead and cause some real, you know, drive some real value for your business, this is a great opportunity to go and learn from the people who are doing it.
Okay. Well, so I guess besides just sort of the, you know, kind of high level, you know, business value, social business kinds of topics, I mean, what kinds of sessions are going to be at the show? Do you have the list already? Do you know what kind of content is going to be at Connect right now?
We do. This is Michelle. We've got a great lineup of speakers, and I'd like to highlight just a few to give the audience an idea. For example, we have Gilberto Garcia, who is the Vice President of Innovation at CMEX. And he's going to talk about their goal. What they were trying to achieve essentially is to increase efficiency and agility with a collaboration solution capable of helping all of their employees. The issues that they faced were having the ability to share information, experience, knowledge, best practices, you know, so obviously a huge disconnect. And their story, the results that they had achieved, focuses on their ability to expand into new markets, to better serve their customers. They have statistics around their ability to improve productivity and also to engage in real-time process innovation and improvement. So Gilberto is going to share that success story with us. We also have Denise Hatzgadaskis, who's the Chief Technology Officer of Premier Health Alliance. And essentially, Premier set out to overcome some of their data issues. They needed to transform their data into insights and intelligence, and they needed to be able to share the information at the right time, the right place, for the right people. So obviously, their goal was effective data management, and Denise has some amazing results to share. When you think about Premier, you can think about their 2,500 hospitals. They also have 7,600 other sites where they're taking all of this information and performing the necessary analyses. And some of the outcomes that Denise is going to share with us is their ability to determine best practices for specific patients, how they're able to reduce waste, for example, unnecessary admissions. And then overall, how they're able to improve patient health and safety. You know, their mission is to improve the community health, and they're actually able to do this in making major strides with social business. The last example that I'll give you is about Russell's Convenience. They'll be talking about social business and what it means for them to be able to collaborate in the cloud. And essentially, their goal was to connect and share information across 25 stores. They had licensees, vendors, partners, and they needed to be able to quickly identify and resolve any operational issues. And they also have some fantastic results to share. They're able to cut their travel costs by 33%. They're increasing sales in multiple markets. They're facilitating faster problem solving and more. So again, these are just some highlights to give you the sense of the show and how we're going to have our clients deliver their experience, their best practices, share their strategies. So it's going to be very hands-on.
Great. Well, in terms of just maybe some surprises, I mean, is there anything that people are going to get out of this conference that they you might not expect to get out of just a conference with speakers and sessions and things like that?
Well, I think one of the really interesting things, Susan touched on it before, that as a Connect attendee, you'll have access to the opening general session at Lotusphere, which for the listeners who've been to Lotusphere before, they know that's always an exciting show. There's music. There's a secret guest who shows up. There are clients that are on the cutting edge. You get a look at the products that are enabling a new way of working. So that's going to be a great draw and something you might not expect to find if you're going to the business-focused Connect conference. The second is when they roll into the opening session of the Connect conference itself, there we're going to have some other really terrific speakers, some great business minds. A couple of them are Bridget Van Kralingen from IBM. She leads all of IBM North America and is just an outstanding business leader and thinker. We'll have a lot of interesting things to say. Martina Gerkens will be joining as well. She's a VP of IT in corporate functions at Continental AG over in Germany. So they've got a really interesting story that they'll be able to tell about the social business transformation and how this was really driven at a CEO level in that organization. So, you know, something there that people will take a lot of value from. We've also added Guy Kawasaki for the opening to Connect. And if you're not familiar with Guy, he was an Apple evangelist in the past. He's an author, recently wrote a book called Enchantment. And he's a very dynamic speaker, a lot of fun. I think attendees will really enjoy hearing from Guy. And then I think Susan mentioned this before as well, but the the access to LotusSphere doesn't end there, because you get to go to the Tuesday general session, which is another one on the big stage, and it's a business-focused general session, so very relevant to the Connect crowd. Mike Roden will be there to share his vision. We've got several executives from TD Bank talking about the partnership required across the business side and the IT side at TD Bank in order to make their transformation a reality. And then Bill Taylor, I believe he's spoken at LotusSphere in the past to rave reviews. He's a founding editor of Fast Company, has written a number of best-selling books as well. And he'll talk about what it's going to take to be a leader in this social business era and, you know, today into the future. So that's going to be another great one, a really great lineup of speakers.
Mm-hmm. Dan, you said Guy Kawasaki is going to be speaking at which, the opening general session or the Connect OGS?
The Connect opening session. So if you're a Connect attendee, you'll be able to go to the LotusSphere opening general session, see the big show on the big screen and the big stage, and then you'll head over to the Swan as we kick off the Connect conference, and Guy Kawasaki is going to be joining Bridget and Martina from Continental to open it up for the Connect attendees themselves.
All right. So anyone want to answer the question about who the opening general speaker for LotusSphere will be? Anyone? Susan? Michelle? Dan? No, I couldn't get that. We can't get that out of you. No? It's going to be who?
We can't even get it out of the people who know.
Oh, come on. What's social business all about?
Who knows?
All right. Good try,
no
Bruce.
Transparency, yeah. In this area. Yep.
All right. Well, you know, Julian and I go to LotusSphere. We've been going for a long time. And, you know, we always get totally psyched up after we see maybe an announcement about a new technology, whether in our world it's X Pages or the next version of Connections 4.0, and we get energized. You know, we go back, you know, we work on new projects, we tell our customers all about this great stuff, and essentially, you know, it sets the pace for, you know, what's going to come, you know, development wise in our section of the world. But I want to know, what can people expect? You know, how can they well, I'm going to back up a little bit. How will they be quote unquote transformed after going to the Connect conference? I'll throw that at Michelle.
After you've had a sense of the speaker lineup that we have and some of the content, I think you can see that we have a phenomenal event, and it will be truly inspiring. I think it's going to be very, very difficult for anyone to walk away without new ideas, new energy, and have some idea of a path to take or how they want to approach social business. And the whole idea around the event is to give them some entry points to consider what parts of their business they want to focus on, who is their audience, how do they want to engage with that audience, what are some of the specific things they want to accomplish, what do they want to do that they couldn't do before. So we're going to give them a lot of ideas, and more than that, we're going to give them the contacts, we're going to give them access to expertise so that they can move forward.
Susan, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
All right. So what can Connect attendees do at the show other than the things we've talked about before?
Well, I think, you know, at a deeper level, just from a, you know, an organization standpoint, which sounds a little administrative, but I think it's important to note that this is not one or two sessions at this show. We've got over 27 sessions with real customers and industry leaders getting on stage to share their stories about how they've become social business, share their stories about their best practices and their strategies, and even some of the hurdles they've experienced along the way. So we've got three major tracks as part of the way we've lined up these sessions, and attendees can attend any of the sessions aligned to any of the tracks. They can really tailor their agenda to their specific needs. And those tracks are really focused around product and service innovation, so more tailored to a product dev executive wanting to learn more about how to bring products and new ideas to the market faster, engaging clients and customers to really develop compelling products that are going to be competitive in the marketplace. there's a customer care and insight track. So I'm thinking about more of the sales and marketing teams and how they're looking to really leverage engaging online experiences that render collaboration with analytics, with people to really gain customers, really create long-term customer loyalty. And then we also have another track around workforce optimization and thinking about the HR executive and the needs that they have in their day, looking to how retain their existing staff, make them happy, giving them the tools that they're used to using in their environments and making them more productive using those tools. Again, thinking about the analytics and how to leverage those to ensure that they really are optimizing their workforce and creating, as well, leaders for the long term. So it's pretty exciting, just the plethora of sessions, the subjects. And again, attendees can just, you know, take a look at the agenda and create a roadmap that best serves their needs to attend the sessions they want in the day. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I wanted to share that out.
Okay, well, I think it's about time to wrap everything up. Let's see, closing words. Susan, you can go first. Any closing thoughts for the listeners?
Well, lots, but if I was going to think about one thing to think about for the rest of the day after you listen to this podcast, is really the time for social businesses now. So register for this event at www.ibm.com/connect. It's going to be a great opportunity to, again, socialize with your business peers and to engage in really meaningful social business conversations.
Okay. Michelle, you're up next. Any closing words for everyone?
Yes, absolutely. We'd like everyone to be social and help us spread the word about Connect. You can follow up at Twitter at #IBMConnect or #IBMSocialBiz, and that's social biz, D-I-Z. And we'd also like you to join one of our communities, keep up to date with our IBM Social Business Insights blog.
Okokay, great. And we will have links to that in the show notes as well. So anyone who's listening, just if you go to the Taking Notes podcast website, we'll have links for you there as well. Don't drive off the road and try to write that down. all right,
that's
who else?
Oh.
It's all about the safety of the listeners. let's see. Okay, Dan, you are next, but not last because we still got Bruce. But Dan, what have you got?
Well, thank you. Well, I'd say a 10, but I know a lot of the people who are listening are probably maybe attending Lotusphere or really thinking about the technology elements here of becoming a social business. And so I'd encourage those people to pass this information along to the business leaders that they're working with on the business side of the house, because this is a great opportunity to help, you know, kind of get them up to speed and on board with the projects that that you're trying to work. And I think having them come to Connect and interact with all the folks that'll be there will really help you accelerate the the success of your projects and broaden it out to higher business impact. So pass it on to your bring a friend.
That's the best way to put it.
Do I get go now?
Yeah, Bruce, you are last.
Well, I'm going to tell you from my personal experience. You know, I've been around the dev world, right, for a very, very long time, right? My Elguji software with IdeaJam, OpenNTF. But I'll tell you that in my travels over the last couple of years in the social business world, that there are a lot of C-level executives who ask me a lot of questions about things that I think you guys are going to be covering at Connect. So I think it's worth, like I think Dan said, for even you hardcore developers out there to float on over to Connect to see what is being talked about, so you can build those killer apps that you build that the CXOs are going to like and love. So I highly recommend. I know I'm going to, when I can find the time in my schedule, to float over to Connect to see what's going on. I want to see Guy Kawasaki. I've read almost every book he's published. And the opening general speaker again, Susan, is who?
Nice try.
Oh, dang. All right. Man, you guys, I know you know, because, well, you know, well.
One of these days, that's going to work.
Yeah,
Bruce.
it's gonna pop out. We've only been trying to do it now for 7 years. You know, Sandra Marcus, we couldn't twist her arm, or Erica Topolsky, or anyone else. So, any parting words, Julian, for our three guests today?
No, I think that was great, and I think that you know, it's interesting the whole you know, kind of tying in a conference to another conference sort of thing. I mean, even that, which is not to say that Connect doesn't stand alone all by itself, but I think it's neat that that there can be some overlap and some kind of connectivity, I guess, between the two conferences, because you know, it's certainly different audiences, and I think it's kind of a good way of like you said, Dan, kind of invite a friend. You know, it's if your friend happens to be a C-level executive. So anyway, so no, Bruce, it's I'm like you. I think I will be seeing if I'm allowed to stop by some of the Connect goings ons while I'm at Lotusphere this year, and hopefully it'll be a good show.
All right, Dan, Michelle, and Susan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. That was
thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All right, get back to work.
Okay, we'll do. You too. Take care.
Thanks again. Bye.